Yeah, our state election rolls on throughout the throughout Queensland. The Premier's been in the southeast, Tim Nicholls in the north. I'll step you through what they've been up to a little later in the program. But right now, I reckon I've come across another election casualty. And this one's from the sporting world. Going to the polls early could leave the Brisbane Lions stranded at the altar yet again over their relocation to Springfield. Now, I've told you about this before. The first time was back in 2013 when federal funding was pulled for the Springfield site. And when I was at Channel 7, I remember being out at the Domain, Springfield. It was a big, big ceremony. There was all levels of government, local, state, federal. The players were there. It was a big song and dance about how this site at Springfield, the Lions, were going to relocate. The problem was, it was in 2013, about 5 weeks out from the election. Kevin Rudd was Prime Minister, so we'd had Rudd Gillard, now back to Rudd, and Tony Abbott was about to become Prime Minister. We didn't know that, but I did ask at the time, is this federal funding that the announcement was for today, is that guaranteed, regardless of who's in power? Oh, yes. Yes, it is. It's going to be there. There's no dramas about that. It's signed, sealed, and it's about to be delivered. What are we now? Four and a bit years on, and it still hasn't been signed, sealed, and delivered at all. Now, there's shades of it happening again, and this time it's over state funding. No firm commitment from the Palaszczuk government, but all the right noises were being made from the Tower of Power, especially in the wake of the AFL Women's Grand Final. Remember that debacle where the match had to be played on the Gold Coast? They said, right, we're going to fix this. We're going to make sure you've got your own facilities, your own grounds. But since the election's been called, all bets are off. So where does that leave the Lions? And why is it so important? Important to you, important to your family. Greg Swan is the Brisbane Lions CEO. Greg, afternoon. No one likes being stood up.
No, and hopefully we won't be. Look, I think, as you said in your intro, since the grand final, we've been talking to both sides of government, actually, or both sides of potentially government, but primarily, obviously, the Palaszczuk government about a facility for primarily for women's football, but also a community hub as well that we can, you know, develop the game out at Springfield. So we're hopeful that something will come. I mean, I know there's been a lot happening in the first couple of weeks of the election, but we think in the next few weeks it'll turn to sort of more localised issues, and we'd like to think that we might be on the agenda for some assistance from both the Libs and Labor.
Greg, how much are you asking for?
$15 million we're asking for. So we've got 10 ourselves. We've got money from Ipswich and Springfield Land Corporation. So it's not, you know, everybody's put some folding on the table, if you like. So this is really the cream on top, which will add, you know, as I said, facilities primarily for the girls. So women's AFL and other sports for that matter, like a lot of obviously rugby union and all the sports, cricket. Big emphasis on women, as the AFL does. The problem with that is that the facilities for the girls are substandard or non-existent. So this is something that, you know, we're hopeful that, you know, with this additional funding, that will make a facility that's, you know, first class around the country and comparable to anything else that's in Australia.
Are you still looking to move your administration and even the training base for the men, for the boys out there?
Yes, we will. Because, I mean, our problem at the moment is from at the end of the football season, obviously cricket takes over the Gabba and the test is not too far away. So we can't train on our ground, which makes it really disjointed for us. So, yeah, we would. We'd take that out with our academies and everything else that we do. And, yeah, the whole facility would be there. But primarily it's a facility for the girls that we can, you know, it's got TV standard lighting, it's got everything you need, because when this thing hopefully is finished, the women's comp will go from an 18 comp to a 14 team comp, and so, you know, it's a big deal, and, you know, we saw what happened last year, and the growth will be phenomenal as the additional teams come in, so our ability to host games, have them on TV, have them at night in the Queensland summer, They're crucial for us to for us to go forward with that.
Yeah, those Sunday morning games or even Saturday morning games, getting into near lunchtime out of Brendale where there's no shade. It's you had a big turnout there, but it was still it was damn hot to play there. Mate, the women's game so big. We all underestimated this, didn't we?
Well, there's no doubt about that. I mean, I put my hand up when it first came about and thought, this is going to be really interesting without having a lot of confidence in how it would go, but it was incredible. It was just phenomenal what had happened. I mean, obviously every game had massive crowds, terrific TV audiences. I think, certainly the women's, our grand final had, nearly 900,000 people watched it, which is almost like a Friday night men's game, So the interest was enormous. And, the good thing from the coach's point of view is that it really meant that there's a lot of young girls now turning to play the game, and whenever we can get, and it doesn't matter whether it's girls or boys, but young people out playing sport, I think that's a good thing for the community, and that's something that's being driven by the success of the first season.
Well, Greg, maybe that does lead into my next question, because there's going to be people here listening thinking, hang on, an AFL club, we're talking a $1 billion industry, AFL, you've got sponsorships which are worth, well, seven figures. Why should taxpayers have to kick in?
Yeah, look, I think, and it's a fair question, but I think this facility in itself will be, as I said before, it will certainly cater for the elite, but more importantly, it'll cater for the community. So the ground itself will be utilised for, the local clubs that are there. It's going to be utilised for fitness classes. There's a whole lot of stuff that's planned for the facility, whether it's concerts, whether it's, anything that needs to be there. We're looking at putting an athletics track around it so people can just come after work and have a run around the oval and things like that. Mm. So it's going to be something that's, going to be a great community asset. It'll also be used for junior sport, whether it's quaffle finals and things, because we just don't have a boutique stadium that holds between 10 and 12,000 people. You're either at the Gabba or Metricon, and they're too big for the, the smaller events. So it'll get plenty of use. It'll get plenty of community use, and that's the thing that we think from a taxpayer's point of view, they'll get a good return on their money.
Yeah, and we know we want to get our next generation of kids coming through. We want them to be active. Want them to be doing something. We want them to get off their devices and getting out running around. And the best thing they can do, one, is to have the facilities there, but also to have their heroes, their elite players, to look up and inspire them, and say, I want to get out and be like him or be like her.
Absolutely, and that can never be underestimated, and I think that's been the great success, certainly in the girls' inaugural season. Mm-hmm. They're sort of, I won't call them rock stars, but they get out to schools programs, and all the young girls know who they are, and they put their hand up and say, I want to be like Sabrina, or I want to be like Emma Zilke, or whoever it is, and it is. Everybody needs role models, and they're terrific role models, our girls, and the boys the same thing. So you're right. I mean, society's, we've had health issues, obesity issues, and one of the drivers, if you like, is to get people back out. As you say, we've all got our kids who are keyboard kings, and we want them out like we used to do. Have a kick of the footy, have a whack of the cricket ball, or whatever you want to do. Have a game of basketball, but that's something that hopefully this facility will also help. And it's right next to a train line, so it's going to have a fantastic public access as well. So, all in all, I think if we can get this up, it'll be a great thing for Brisbane, and it'll great thing for AFL and other codes that are going to use it. Because we've spoken to the council, like it's not, we'll be training on it, but we're not there 24/7. So if there's other people who want to use it, then that's what it's going to be there for. And we've got an agreement with the council that happens. So it's going to be a great community asset.
Well, let's hope by us having a chat this afternoon, mate, we might rattle a few cages and see if either side... I know they listen. Don't worry. So expect phone calls, mate, from both sides.
Well, hopefully that's right. And look, we have had great conversations, and we understand that there's a lot of other big issues happening as well. But yes, it'd be nice for somebody to ring and say, listen, we're going to make this announcement next week or early whenever, and we could all get on with it, which would be great. So as I said, we've had great conversations on the way through, but it'd be good to get that, almost that final tick off so that we can plan and hopefully get it ready for 2020. I think it'd be when we'd finish. So
Yeah. You've had that wedding dress, or the club at least has had that wedding dress in the closet since 2012, 2013. So hopefully they can dust it off.
We know it'll be left at the altar again, Ben. So let's hope that all comes to fruition.
Good on you, mate. Thank you, Greg.
Thanks for your time. Thanks for having me on.
Greg Swan, the CEO of the Brisbane Lions. And that $15 million from the state government, the feds have announced that they will match whatever figure that is in, and that would make up the $70 million needed for that project. So it's not just a footy club, AFL, NRL, whatever. It's not just a footy club looking for a government handout. There's big ramifications for the community. What do you think? They should go it alone?